Well, I believe there's one a-coming. Yeah, maybe they're listening online. Whoever you are, I'll just go ahead and say it, just in case someone needs to hear. God is going to be very favorable about you being a pilot. And it's going to produce great things in your life. Lord, let that get to whoever it needs to get to, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Now, I want to know who's traveling in the next August and September. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every traveler, in Jesus' name, I thank you that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you for all the travelers, Lord, everywhere they're going, everything they're doing. Thank you. You already promised, and we are in Psalm 91. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. No harm shall come to us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. I don't want to see your hands, but I'm going to pray over this. If there be anyone within sound of my voice who is behind on your bills or behind in your finance in any way, in the name of Jesus, I call forth the Liberator to go and release you from debt and bring you up and give you great finance to supply all of your needs in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. We fully expect angelic assistance because you said in James that our wages were crying out for us. And so we thank you that we meet those wages in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. And those wages come into our hands in Jesus' name. Yeah, Lord. Thank you for debt cancellation. We're real early. Well, I'm going to take about 90 seconds and then we'll go. How many of you are literally believing for just if you have one, just even one little debt left? How many of you are believing for it? Okay. Now, how many of you have taken just a little bit more of what you had and put it on that debt? Some of you. Now, if you believe that debt's going to be canceled, put 10 extra dollars on it. Put 5 extra dollars on it. Do whatever it is. I'm telling you, and it was years ago when we were in debt, and our friend Lee Datesman showed us the plan. We had this, we didn't make a lot of money, so we went in debt from a credit card because we weren't making it. Thank God we got delivered and got some brains about all that. This is many years ago. And so we started paying 60 extra dollars on a credit card. That's all. Because that's all we could do. Because we made like $10 an hour. It was sad. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. That ended. And the Lord just prompted me to just quit my job and go look for something else. And my sister-in-law, who's like my sister to me, hired me at this company. And my pay doubled while I'm paying on that one thing. And then Deb worked for this rich lady and did okay for a little while. And then she came over to the company and started working. And we had already shut down our, y'all know we had jelly beans. We'd already shut our business down and everything. So we both were working for this company. And in 8 months, every debt, what was it, $38,000? $38,000 worth of debt was paid off in 8 months. Came 32 weeks. 32 weeks. We put action to that one thing. I needed something that needed to be done in my mouth. And it was going to cost me $45,000 to get dental work. And Vivian Barino blessed me with a seed, and I kept it in a savings account. But that was the start of it. And I mean, God walked me through that thing. They ended up taking $10,000 off, and I got my dental work, and it all turned out perfect. But I had never thought of believing that you know, I'd have a $45,000 mouth. But you know what, brother? Me and you need them because we're preachers.
That's right.
So, I mean, but you need it too because you're a child of God.
That's right.
But I'm telling you, you just start with one thing. Do one thing toward it. Just do one thing toward it. Even if it's just words, do one thing toward something. Do one thing toward a savings account. Like, open it. Do one thing. Do one. Put $5 in there. And then you go on your bank and say, transfer $5 a week to it or whatever. And then it'll go up and it'll go up. That's when the big tractor will come. Can y'all forgive me if I tell the story because there's new people here one time about the big tractor? Okay. So we got this little mission house down in Reedville, Texas. Penny might remember. I can't remember if we were friends there. This little bitty house, and the grass was this tall all around this little house. Debbie does remember. Reedville, Texas, okay? We're going to have church in that thing. And we were excited about it. We had our own thing. And so Deb Field is out there, and she's mowing tall grass this tall with a little bitty lawnmower, a little push mower. And, I mean, it's hard. And lo and behold, a county worker turns down the street in a big old tractor. Stops, jumped off, took one look at Deb and said, "Ma'am, move out of the way." He mowed it down in
two or three swipes.
Yeah, I mean, it was gone. And we're just like going, oh. So since then, I've always preached the big tractor's coming. The big tractor is coming. The big tractor is coming. And Phil got a word this morning saying he will not be shoveling anymore. That a big bulldozer's coming. And I'm going to add one more than that and then we'll close. Danny said, it's time for us to become the big tractors. Yeah. So the big tractor's coming to you and you're going to be a big tractor for somebody. Amen. And I don't have time. I'm too busy. Yeah, you do. God will make time for you to be a big tractor. God will make time for you to have a big tractor come. Just get out there and do one little thing. Do one little thing by faith, and the big tractor is going to come. Thank you, Jesus. Two steps forward. Two more steps forward really quickly. It's going to happen to you. You're going to move forward faster than you thought you would on the next two steps, the next two things you're doing. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for promotion, Lord. Thank you for promotion. Thank you for spiritual promotion in Jesus' name. Going up to a new level. You're going up to a new level. There are people around you that are going to be able to receive from you that had never received before. They're going to start receiving from you. They're going to start asking you about it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Somebody has something sitting on your mantle. There's something sitting on your mantle that's going to reveal something to you. If you'll go look at that and pray about it, it's just a point of contact with God. He's going to say, "See, do you remember this?" And it's going to mean something important to you. It's sitting on your mantle, your fireplace mantle or whatever you have. You'll see it and you'll know it and you'll go, "Oh, amen. Thank you, Jesus." That may sound silly to you, but it sometimes these things will click memories for us in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. The product line will be out before you know it in Jesus' name. I've got my hand in it. I've got my hand on it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 You're the fastest runner in the camp. You're the fastest runner in the camp. Run, run, run with him. Run with him. Yes. Fastest runners in the camp. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Moving fast, moving fast. They're saying, "Now, how'd you get that favor? I want that favor." Come on and find out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. There's more favor coming. And the glass is... Listen, Satan came to steal the word. Yes. from both of you. It's over in Jesus' name. You blocked him out. You move forward. Now go on and get all the gravy that God has for you. Get all the grace God has for you. It's time for that. He's equipping you. He's blessing you. And you're moving forward in it. The fastest runners in the camp in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I see mercy and grace all over your face and in your place in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God's going to tickle you in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I'm breaking my word that it's 90 seconds, but God's the boss. You're going to get to say some things to some guys, and they're going to hear you loud and clear. And it's going to be like a domino effect. And years down the road, some of those people will return to you and say, I heard what you said that day, and it changed my life forever. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The blessing is increasing. The power of the blessing is increasing on this family in Jesus' name. Right now, there's an increase for it. You've had joy, joy unspeakable. Just wait to see what's next because it's going to get, and I have to use this word not for bad English, but for good Hebrew. Gooder and gooder. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Who has Max? You have somebody named Max in your life? Max? Is that your dog? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Max. Thank you for strength. And thank you, Lord, that he's obedient, does what he needs to do. But Max somehow is going to be something very special and do something very special in someone else's life, not just yours. And he's not leaving you, but he's going to be a blessing. And he's a blessing to you. But God wants you to know specifically that he loves Max and because he's important to you. And he's going to show you that somehow between you and Max. Jesus' name. And there's someone who comes over to your house or someone they're going to be, Max is going to be their blessing. Thank you, Jesus.